This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. The Taliban now have full control of Kabul's international airport after the last U.S. plane took off, marking the end of America's longest war. Vehicles with armed Taliban fighters raced back and forth along the airport's sole runway on the northern military side of the airfield. Before dawn broke on Tuesday, the Taliban walked through the hangars on the military side, passing some of the seven CH-46 helicopters the U.S. used in its evacuations before rendering them unusable. On the civilian side of the airport, Taliban fighters draped their white flags over barriers as dozens of suitcases, shoes, and clothes were left strewn across the floor from the chaotic evacuation. A colonel in the U.S. Air Force said Wednesday that Doha, that focus is now on the mission ahead after the end of the 20-year engagement in Afghanistan.
So prioritize clearly safety, security, basic living requirements for personnel as they flooded in literally to our spaces, and we rapidly found places that we could put them and get after those top priorities.
Colonel Eric Johnson spoke to Sky News in Qatar on Tuesday after the final U.S. boots had left Afghanistan following the Taliban's swift takeover and a military-led evacuation operation.
So, honestly, we're still focused on the mission that we have at hand. While it's perhaps relieving that we can say we've withdrawn the last American troops, we clearly still have a mission to do, and that's where we are solely focused.
Johnson said it would be a colossal effort to turn an air-generating facility in Doha into one that provides support for tens of thousands of people. This is VOA News. A plane provided by the government of Pakistan has brought medicine and health supplies from the World Health Organization to Afghanistan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this.
WHO says the shipment of medical supplies is the first to land in the country since it came under the control of the Taliban 2 weeks ago. The plane, which departed from Dubai, landed at Mazar-e-Sharif, a city in the north that fell to the Taliban earlier this month. WHO says the supplies include trauma kits and emergency health kits, enough to cover the basic needs of more than 200,000 people, as well as treat over 6,000 trauma patients. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scientists in South Africa say they have detected a new variant of COVID-19. The country's National Institute for Communicable Diseases announced on Monday in a new study that the variant, which has been designated C.1.2, was first detected in South Africa in May of this year and has since spread to seven other countries in Africa, Asia, Europe, and the southern Pacific region of Oceania. The study has not been published, nor has it undergone the normal peer review process. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday that the three COVID-19 vaccines currently in use in the United States remain highly effective in preventing severe disease. A growing number of communities are moving to require teachers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of aggressive campaigns to ward off Delta variant, which has infected hundreds of thousands of children in the U.S. While some school districts are allowing teachers to opt out of vaccine requirements with weekly testing, New York City, Philadelphia, Chicago, and St. Louis have taken tougher stances by limiting exemptions to bona fide medical and religious reasons. The EU has taken the United States off the safe travel list. AP correspondent Sherry Adler has this report.
The European Union has recommended that its 27 nations reinstate restrictions on tourists from the U.S. due to rising coronavirus infections. The decision by the European Council to remove the U.S. from a safe list of countries for non-essential travel reverses its advice in June. The guidance, however, is non-binding, and U.S. travelers should expect a bunch of different travel rules across the continent. National EU governments have the authority to decide whether they keep their borders open to American visitors. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.